Hi, this is Forrest Kelly, host and producer of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. Before we start the show, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about a new app called Wisdom. What you can do on Wisdom is listen and talk with amazing people. You can connect with experts and top mentors. Coming up on the new year, you need a little extra motivation? Wisdom is the place to get it. And if you'd like to share and inspire others, you can do it on Wisdom. I'll be doing a live question and answer session on Wisdom. We'll be covering wine, travel, and podcasting in general. Download the Wisdom app today and join me on Wednesday, December 22nd at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the new app, Wisdom. Thank you. Now let's start the show.
Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Dean Andrews of Pippin Hill Farm and Vineyards. Through your networking and connections, I love the story where you tell me about how you incorporated your winemaker into Pippin Hill Farm and Vineyards.
Well, yeah, actually, interesting points. When I took over and we bought the 21 Club in New York from the original family. And so we came in and spent money converting their former apartments into private dining boardrooms. And we revamped the whole thing and redid the whole original Prohibition area wine cellar. As part of that, I put together a marketing program where we would bring in winemakers from every region in the world where we owned a property. So we brought in winemakers from South Africa. We brought in winemakers from France and Italy. And because we owned Keswick Hall here in Charlottesville, and the Virginia wine industry and Monticello Wine Trail was just getting going back then. Back then, there were probably only like 3 or 4 vineyards at all within it, wineries. And we were the 10th to join. But before that, so I was bringing in winemakers into the 21 Club to do private lunches, primarily for the press and influencers. And so I came across Michael Schaps, who is our winemaker here. He was just getting his business going, making wines. He's classically trained in Bordeaux. So he was here trying to make it work in Virginia. So I hooked up with him. He is our winemaker. So we now own a portion of his custom crush business as well. As you know, custom crush is more popular in California than it is elsewhere. But we have about a dozen clients, and we are the anchor. We're the largest one and we're the anchor on it, but he has other smaller private labeling and custom blending that we are doing for other members as well. So Michael Schaps is our winemaker, and he is someone that I met, geez, probably almost 10 years before we opened here. So Michael and I have known each other and worked together for about 20 years now.
You've got your winemaker, but your hiring is not finished there.
So we started off with a viticulturalist, and then we were able to hire a horticulturalist. Diane was the lead horticulturalist at Monticello, Jefferson's home here. So she had huge experience. We bought some railroad ties, and I did about 8 or 10 raised beds, primarily to grow herbs for the garden.
I'm guessing here, but just looking at how organized everything is on your website and everything being done for a reason, that what you're growing and cooking is in harmony with the wine.
When you come here in our tasting room, every single dish we serve along with our wine is part of our wine pairings. We don't do the traditional thing where you come in and just do wine tasting and wine pairings. We have it set up with food. So every dish has one or maybe two wines that are specifically designed to be paired with that dish. So you come in, it's sort of like small plates. So you come in with small plate cuisine experience, and we have the equivalent of a chef's table, which we call the vintner's table. You know, anywhere from 8 people up to 12 people that can be 4-course, 5-course that are paired with our wines. So it really presents a real-world example of how the cuisine and the wines parallel each other.
Looking back at 2020 and even into this year, what have you taken out of the pandemic and modified perhaps to make the winery and the farm better?
In order to both control the people coming in for the tastings for just overall safety and sanitary cleanliness, we changed the spacing and we went to a pure reservations model. So now, and it's continued, even though we're coming back out, hopefully, on the other side of COVID in the next couple of months, we will continue to have the reservations only because we get people who, if you think about it, if you're up in Washington, D.C., and you're going to drive down here for an experience with us at Pittman Hill, you really need to know that when you show up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, you've got your table ready. You're not going to be told it's an hour's wait in order to be able to have the experience. Right. So we have been able to, we're doing fewer covers, fewer people coming in for the tastings every day, but the economics of it are in fact better because they're coming down, they're experiencing the full meal, multi-course thing, and they're walking away with sometimes, you know, two or three cases of the wine because of that connection they've been able to establish. We learned a lot and we have changed even the way we're basically doing tastings. We aren't going to be going back to just rolling up to the bar and doing the tastings.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.